Broadcasting life and truth around the world, you're listening to the best of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. The mission of CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast is to teach discernment and to defend the essential doctrines of the historic Christian faith. Each day, Hank answers questions with a passion for apologetics, biblical literacy, and countering the cults. For more information about CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. To begin today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and a reminder that you can also contact us via the mail at Box 8500 Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Also, a reminder that the resource of the month is Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It by Clay Jones. And in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, hot off the press, there's an article written by Clay Jones, which is extracted in part from Immortal. The article is titled Symbolic Immortality Projects. They Can't Save You. And the article starts out talking about how Christian philosopher and mathematician Blaise Pascal summed up the human condition in Poncet's when he said, "Let us imagine a number of men in chains and all condemned to death, where some are killed each day in the sight of others, and those who remain see their own fate and that of their fellows and wait their turn, looking at each other sorrowfully and without hope. It is an image of the condition of humanity." Well, today many philosophers and psychologists and anthropologists and sociologists agree that humans are desperately afraid of dying. If humans, said one group of psychology professors, if humans had an ongoing awareness of their vulnerability and mortality, they would be twitching blobs of biological protoplasm, completely perfused with anxiety and unable to effectively respond to the demands of their immediate surroundings. Well, the Bible affirms that very thing. In fact, in the book of Hebrews, St. Paul says, we are told that Jesus died to deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. And therefore, except for those who have a robust belief in eternal life through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the fear of death holds everyone in lifelong slavery. And so what's the fallback position? Well, oftentimes it's symbolic immortality projects, like having children, writing a book, creating a work of art, inventing a cure for cancer or COVID-19. They can all serve as symbolic immortality projects. When we do die, we will live on, it is thought, in the work that we have done and in the memories of the other people whose lives that we have been a part of. Of course, none of this is new. Plato long, long ago wrote that if we think of the ambition of men, we will marvel at their senselessness unless we consider how they arrived by the love of an immortality of fame. So people seek symbolic immortality in many ways. Think about some of those ways. Clay writes about them, procreation. Albert Einstein once said that our death is not an end if we can live on in our children and the younger generation, for they are us, Our bodies are only wilted leaves, said Einstein on the Tree of Life. Another idea, added to procreation is creation. It's right up there with striving for immortality through procreation. The striving for immortality through creating something that will outlive you. Again, that would involve inventing a vaccine or painting a masterpiece and so on. Or heroism. That's another one. A former Marine, in telling about a Marine who jumped on a grenade and survived, said, "Anyone who has ever served in the armed forces has at times fantasized about performing a heroic deed and receiving a medal." You know what else is an attempt at heroism? Being a famous atheist and proclaiming to a world terrified by death that you can stare at death's jaws unafraid. Yet another, activism. Activism is another way to symbolically live on. And that, of course, explains why so many people aren't just concerned about promoting their cause, they're absolutely militant. Many causes are worth fighting for, but what often drives the activist's zeal is self-love. Another way, another symbolic immortality project, celebrity. And thus many strive for their 15 minutes of fame. You know, you've probably heard about the man with the longest fingernails, or the record holder for the most toilet seats broken by one's head, and all of that in a minute. See the desperation? And then there's infamy. The BTK killer, short for blind torture kill. He murdered at least 10 people, but he wasn't getting enough attention. So he sends a letter to a TV station complaining, "How many do I have to kill before I get my name in the paper or get some national attention?" These projects are evil and futile. There are many types of symbolic immortality projects. And Clay lays them all out in his book, Immortal, how the fear of death drives us and what we can do about it. And then, you know, there are other things like ancestor worship or genealogy resource, but they all fail. They all seek to make a name for oneself so that you can live on apart from the Creator. And that is idolatry. It fosters a profound selfishness. Also, if we do achieve symbolic immortality, if we become great before men and women, this engenders jealousy. Gore Vidal once said, "Whenever a friend succeeds, a little something inside me dies." This is why tabloid journalism succeeds. We like our stars just, well, taken down a notch. If there is no God who will one day judge us, who will give us the crown of life, then everything becomes subservient to our immortality projects. Symbolic immortality, however, is a far cry from the real deal, from the real thing. If there's no God, then what's the point? No matter how great our glory, it's only a postponement of oblivion. Again, if there is no God. There's an insightful quote that Clay Jones includes in the article. It's by the atheist Sam Harris, who acknowledges that there's no other story that you can tell someone who has just lost their daughter to cancer to make them feel good. You know, it is consoling, he writes, to believe that the daughter was just taken up with Jesus and that everyone is going to be reunited in a few short years. There's no replacement for that. And in a sense, he's sort of got his finger on the pulse of what Christianity teaches. Christianity promises us no less than everything that we could wish for, personal immortality and the salvation of our loved ones. Christianity's doctrine of salvation turns out to be stronger than death, turns out to be the true cure for the human condition. That true cure is eternal life in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In fact, much, much more than that, because we are going to go in eternity from one glory to another. The article in the Christian Research Journal, it's insightful, it's a grabber. And again, if you're not subscribing, you can do so on the web at equip.org. And while you're there, be sure to get your copy of Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It. And as we go to break, I do want to say thank you to all of you who stand shoulder to shoulder with this ministry in the battle for life and truth. You are truly making a difference, not just for time, but also for eternity. So again, thank you. And when we come back from the break, we'll go to your phone calls. So please, don't touch that dial.
Immortal by Clay Jones is about the fear of death, about how humans outside of Christ, and all too often even those in Christ, feebly try to manage that fear, and about how you, dear Christian, can overcome the fear of death through developing a robust appreciation of the glory that awaits all of us who trust in the Lord Jesus. To receive your copy of Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit us at equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will return right after this. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org.
Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip followers of Christ to think and live Christianly. That entails knowing that our lives don't end at death and that we should live joyfully yet soberly in light of eternity, making Clay Jones's book Immortal crucially relevant. In Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It, Dr. Jones speaks of the glory that awaits us, not only in the intermediate state of life after death, but in our life, after death, in the resurrection to eternal life, when Christ will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. To receive your copy of Immortal, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you very much, Randy. Luda First in Vancouver, Washington, listening on the web. Hi, Luda.
Hi, Hank. It's such a privilege to be able to talk to you, and I've been actually trying to get some answers questions answered for a while, but I've been struggling. I'll try not to cry, but about 2 years ago, something happened to me, and I don't know what it was. And the only thing that I keep coming to is either I'm Christ or I'm not. And I'm stuck in between. I don't know what to do. And I came across a verse in 2 Thessalonians, and it talks about having a delusion, that God will give them delusions. And whatever I experienced, I could say it was a delusion. I don't know, because I literally felt like I was in a trance and my mind was being attacked. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how. I couldn't sleep for a week. And I finally, I felt like I was being judged. Like, I felt like God was, or something was bringing me back to all these memories, these things from my past, and what happened with all my sins, and I didn't know what to do with it, and I couldn't sleep, and it was, tormenting me. And so, I'm a mom of three, and a wife of a husband that he didn't know what to do, but I came to Christ. I truly believe in Christ, and I know who he is. I know that he lives, and I know that he will come again someday. And right now, I just don't know what to do from here. Like, I'm battling every day, my thoughts, my mind, and I'm a different person. I struggle with dreams, and I struggle with just thoughts that I've never had before, and struggles, and sinful struggles that I have never ever experienced. And before I went through this whole delusion thing, I'll just briefly kind of say, I was going through a really stressful time in my life, and I guess going through a family feud situation, and I was hurt very badly, and I just at some point just kept crying, I came to my parents, and I started to pray, and I've always come to Christ to pray, and I just, at that point, something just happened, and my life changed completely. So I don't know what to do from here.
Yeah, well, thank you for being so transparent, particularly on the air. That's not an easy thing to do. But here's what I would say. The first step is always in these circumstances to put on the full armor of God. Because when you do, you are invincible in spiritual warfare. And certainly, you're in a situation where you're facing spiritual warfare. And the power in spiritual warfare is always with God. In other words, the emphasis is with God's power to protect rather than Satan's power to pillage. And that's why the Apostle Paul gives us an opportunity to put on the full armor of God so that we can stand against rulers, against authorities, against powers of this dark world, and against forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So by putting on the full armor of God, we can stand, and after we have done all, to stand firm. So, what does that mean? Well, it means that we learn to put on the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness and so forth. And I've written about that in a little book called The Covering, God's Plan to Protect You from Evil. And I'd be happy to send that to you as my gift, by the way, so that you can read it, but more than that, so that you can apply it to your life. But a further point that I would make in this regard is the importance of being connected to a healthy, well-balanced church, because it's in the church that you can grow, that you can receive the graces that will keep you from being a pawn in a devil's game. You can't do that outside the church. As has been well said, you cannot have God as your father without having the church as your mother. So I think it's very important to get into a healthy, well-balanced church. In terms of the actual specific contextualization of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, which is the passage that you allude to with respect to a great delusion, this is not written to you. It is written for you, but it's written about false prophets who took advantage through their propagation of false prophecies in an epoch 2,000 years ago. And because many failed to commit themselves to truth, which is the first part of the armor of God, God sent them a deluding influence. And the passage, of course, parallels 1 Kings chapter 22. But in your particular condition, I don't want to go on talking about that, except to say that we need to take advantage of the means of grace that are available to us. And again, I've written about that in two different places, my book, The Covering, and a book called Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life. So if you hang on, I'll have someone talk to you and get those resources out to you as well. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Mark in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. He's listening on KARI. Hi, Mark.
Yes, sir. Hank, as you know, obviously, abortion on one hand is murder, but on the other hand, when you look at the bigger picture, clearly, abortion has saved and will save millions of people from eternal perdition. So I would like you to kind of comment on that, those two aspects.
Well, I think we have to be very careful not to fall into a consequentialist ethic in which the end justifies the means. In fact, the Apostle Paul warned against doing evil so that good might result in Romans chapter 3. And I think furthermore, it's very important to recognize that to live this life is not inconsequential. Every person that is given the opportunity of life is also given the opportunity to make a difference while there is yet time. And that's no small thing. In fact, this is one of the reasons I've been promoting a book this month as a resource of the month called Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It. In this book, there's an incredible chapter that's titled Living the High Life, Enjoying True Immortality. And it talks in one of the parts about the reason that we wish to stay alive. There's an important reason that we live this life. And to abort a child is the taking away of the purpose and the significance that their life can have. I mean, imagine if Einstein was aborted, or imagine if the Apostle Paul were aborted. Or imagine if I were aborted or you were aborted. That takes away the opportunity of living a consequential life. I think the other part of this is that, as I've said many times, abortion is painful. It's the painful killing of an innocent human being. So it is a direct assault on God, who creates people as icons of himself and creates them each to have a meaningful life and a purpose. And so that purpose not only is a purpose which allows that person to grow more and more godlike in this life, but also more and more godlike in the life that is to come. So why should we even fathom the idea that we're going to take part of that away from them? In other words, the present part, as opposed to that which will happen in the future. We're designed so that we can take advantage and have the opportunity to fulfill ourselves in both aspects, both the present life and the life that is to come. Out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Men broadcast, do remember, Monday through Friday at this time. Your questions answered live when you dial 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Again, the resource of the month, Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It by Clay Jones. It is an incredible resource. That, of course, is why it is the resource of the month. If you don't have a copy, yours available for your support. Check it out again on the web at equip.org. And thanks for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. So long for now.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Clay Jones writes, "What happens to you the moment your body dies?" Notice I said the moment your body dies. I say this because the essential you, your soul, your consciousness, will absolutely, positively not experience death. Remember, you're not a body that has a soul, you're a soul that has a body. Death can be confusing, so Dr. Jones wrote the book Immortal to explain what happens when we die and why we need not fear death if we live a life in Christ. To receive your copy of Immortal, How the Fear of Death Drives Us and What We Can Do About It, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The preceding program was pre-recorded. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because truth matters, and life matters more. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.